This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
All right, so Anthony Davis had surgery for a detached retina. That sounds very painful. I do have a question that I want to ask the Tolos. When's the first time you had this self-realization? I've had this realization for a while that I need to just get off my chest. Hour number one, G-Bag Nation, Zach Wolchuk, Eric Chiafalo, Brian Broaddus. General's on vacay all week. Send him well wishes on social. He's partying with the family. We got Lucius Alexander, of course, Carter Freeman. Running your video. Appreciate everybody hanging out with us on a Toxic Tuesday. But yeah, we got that update just a couple hours ago from Shams. You have Anthony Davis with surgery on that detached retina. I mean, gosh, any type of eye procedure. And I know, hey, Brooks, they took care of us when it came to getting the LASIK. And I was a little bit nervous, but it's been the greatest procedure I've ever had. But anytime it's like retina or I feel for the guy. You know, it's like, man, I just hope for a speedy recovery here for our guy, AD.
Yeah, me too. I mean, that detached anything sounds terrible. The detached retina, but you also wonder.
During the season, he played through.
Yeah, he played through it. So it makes you wonder, like, how actually kind of crazy painful is it? But just on the surface, it seems like one of the worst things that could happen to you. And I'm with you on the eyeballs being really, like, the two most important parts of my body. You know, you go heart, you go brain.
Those are the balls you're going with.
And then I think, I'd go eyeballs over other balls. Eyeballs or other balls, 877-881-1053. I think it's a guarantee for the eyeballs.
I guess you don't really need the other ones once you've already had the kiddos.
Yeah.
I mean, you went ahead and just took them right out.
Yeah, that's true.
You clipped them.
Yeah. Yeah. Once you have a couple of kids and a wife, your balls aren't yours anyways.
No, they're gone.
Totally.
Sold them a long time ago. You're right. The eyeballs would be the king of the balls.
Broaddus, do you have any pushback on that? If you could only have two balls, it would be your eyeballs, right?
Were you paying attention?
Yeah, I was. And I was thinking about it because it's, I think I'd go with the eye. I mean, my eyes have not been great. So it might be the.
I'm trying to tell you to go to Brooks.
You're a scout, bro. I mean, I know, you got a lot of mileage on those balls.
That's the problem. That's the problem is that I've kind of, over the years, just abused my eyes.
Has there ever been a deaf scout? That's a good question. Or a blind scout, excuse me.
Wow.
Not a deaf scout. Sure, no. There has been a deaf scout, but a blind scout.
Probably not a blind scout. There's been some scouts that have probably been accused of being blind.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the accusations.
There's usually a, you should get your eyes checked on most episodes of the draft show. It might be me throwing it out.
There's always somebody, always somebody accusing you of doing something like
but,
that.
But, I mean, I got a question of how many of these guys on the draft show can really see what the hell they're looking at. You kidding me?
Yeah.
Some of these takes that happen.
Watching the film with their eyes closed. 601 says, my sister had retina surgery. It's painful. AF.
It's the offseason. This dude still gets injured from the 2-on-4. Well, he did play 11 games, and he kind of balled out. I mean, he averaged 33-9. Maybe we should have just kept this thing detached. He was crushing so much, but I hope for a speedy recovery for Anthony Davis. We will go around the rim coming up at 420. I mean, these prices are astronomical for the Summer League opener with Bronny and Cooper Flagg, at least Cooper Flagg's opener on Thursday. We'll get to that. We will have Katie George on the show on Friday of ESPN. She's actually covering Big 12 Media Days in Frisco right now, and then she's going to be doing the sideline call for Cooper Flagg on ESPN on Thursday and then again on Saturday, so she's working both games. So we'll talk with her on Friday. But, fellas, I don't even know. I can't say I'm surprised. I'm not surprised anymore when we're watching these games and the way they're ending with the Rangers. It's like you're almost expecting something. Like I jokingly said to Jared, inevitably you're going to play an extra innings game. And he's right. I mean, RSN has reminded us it took till mid-June for them to finally play an extra innings game. Now it seems like every other night it's extra innings and they fall again. It was not the greatest start for Jacob deGrom. Snapped a streak of 14 consecutive of two or fewer earned runs, and the bullpen had to go four innings. He had Sean Armstrong. He answered in the sixth, gave up the lead on two singles and a double from the bottom half of the Angels lineup. We know what happened with Chris Martin. He came in, had a good inning, and then unfortunately the wheels fell off. And then Hobie Milner comes in, and Shanuel gets walked for the game-winning run. But, I mean, they battled back. They battled back to tie it up. That's been rare for them. It's just one gut punch after another, and it is. I mean, it kind of this is who they are at this point, and it's ultimately they're just not a good enough baseball team.
No, they're a team that finds ways to lose games. And kudos to them. Their creativity levels on this has been pretty impressive. They've really ran it up. They're filling up the bingo card on how could we lose a baseball game, especially in extra innings. It's tough, man. It's an absolute beating. And I know Broadus is throwing in the towel because he said, hey, it's got to be a sweep. Got to sweep the Angels.
I felt like that you needed to find a way to win all four of these games and then see what happens with the Astros. But man, I mean, maybe you can win three or four. I could say I just don't. The thing to like to say the bullpen last night. I don't always think it's like the bullpen and the pitching. I think has been. We all expect to win games when DeGrom's pitching, right?
Yeah.
We don't expect DeGrom to give up three earned runs and all that in five innings.
Baskey's talking about him tipping pitches and things like that. Yeah. They had a leg up on him last night.
Well, they were ready. And what's just so disappointing is the fact that you mentioned the bottom of the order. You know, it seems like there's always something going on with the bottom of the order. They can't get through that without giving up runs or giving up key hits. And you know, guys hitting 212 and getting key base hits and stuff like that. It's just that part of it's difficult.
Yeah, Renjifo, I mean, D'Arnaud, the catchers have just been an Achilles heel, it feels like, for the last couple of years for the Rangers. That absolutely stinks. But they got to Yusei Kikuchi. They got his pitch count working, four runs early on him. He only is able to go five, and that was against a lefty. Like, I was feeling pretty good overall about where the bats were in the first half of the game. You know, you got Corey Seager with the home run. It's just, at this point, the expectations, they've just got to be, I just don't have any at this point. It's like, hey, if they go on a run, it's going to be awesome. I'll perk up. I'll get excited about it. I just don't have any expectation for it to happen anymore.
Agreed. Agreed 100%. Did we all get a good laugh going, though, in that first inning when Kikuchi was just falling all over the place?
Oh, yeah.
That was pretty hilarious.
Well, and then immediately Jacob deGrom's got to go out and the pitch comm's not working. You know, he's taking the hat. He's like, I can't hear bleep. And then you look over at the Rangers dugout. They're all giggling and laughing. Like, I don't know, maybe there was a prank that was pulled. But it's a brutal time. But we will have our Rangers player show at 5:20. We're waiting to find out who. I'm sure this is one of those days where, like, if you're Rich Rice, it's probably tough to get somebody.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. We got to maybe we should take some guesses at some point on who the player's going to be, because no one is going to want to talk on the radio.
No.
After that game and just generally this entire season. Mm.
Yeah, maybe it's Alejandro Osuna again. He seems like he's always in a good mood.
He's a joyful guy.
He's a very happy guy. Yeah.
We had a great time with him.
Yeah, he's awesome. He's. I mean, I don't think it's going to be Hobie, and I love Hobie Milner. He's one of our good buddies. We got to have an awesome conversation with him multiple days in the clubhouse. Anytime we went in there, he was very, very welcoming and was always like, hey, guys, what's up? Local dude, we love you. But, man, it's a massive bummer. Now, fellas, I started doing this over the holiday weekend, and I realized, my God, I'm turning into my father in this way.
Oh, really? You're dropping heaters?
No, I haven't. I haven't resorted to the cigarettes yet. But I do. Like, we have. What is the commercials? And they do, like, you don't want to turn into your parents.
Yes.
And I think those are hilarious.
They are. They're great.
Is that Progressive?
I
think you're right.
It's an insurance thing.
Yeah. It's awesome. And I do feel like inevitably at some point there is a moment where it's like, man, I did something. If you're one of the lady Tolos driving around, like, that's what my mom would do for us. Like, hey, that's what my dad would do. So I started getting the names mixed up. It's already happening. growing up, this would happen constantly with my dad. He'd be calling me the dog's name. My sister would be my mom.
Yeah.
My mom would be one of our cat. Like, he couldn't get everybody straight, like, who's who.
Mm-hmm.
And I always thought, how hard is it, you know, to just, it's the names. You look at us. I know. Eric, come on.
Yeah. Hey, Walchuk.
I'm starting to call my daughter by our dog's name. I'm calling my wife my daughter's name. It's just, and then we've got another daughter on the way. So this is just going to get worse for me. But I'm about on the verge of 34, and it's already kind of setting in.
Yeah, yeah. It was the same thing in my house. I have three brothers, and both my mom and my dad could rattle off 50 names before they got to the right name of who they were trying to, you know, get the attention
wrangling
of.
Here.
Yeah. And I do the same thing. I call my daughters the wrong names constantly. Mm-hmm. It happens plenty. So I think that's just the nature of the beast. At some point, there is so much that you're responsible for that, you know, there's a little bit of slippage. There's a little bit of leakage.
I'm feeling slippage.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I don't feel good about it. I feel like, I don't know. Is this like a weed thing or what's going on?
Yeah, I think.
Is that weed?
It's certainly, I mean, I think Nui would probably feel some type of way about this. And there's, but again, I know plenty of people who are totally THC free and they still can't get it right. You know? So.
214 says you stopped caring. I think that my care level is almost heightened. Because of
he clearly children. Cares. If he didn't care, he wouldn't even be addressing
but it
this.
Is
He'd be
concerning.
Like, who cares? I called my wife my dog.
I'm like, Lila, oh, sorry, Eliza. yeah, it's bad. And I feel like I'm doing myself a disservice. But, you know, inevitably, I guess we all turn into our parents in some way, shape, or form. But I wanted to be vulnerable and just bring that to the table. Mm.
I appreciate your honesty.
Thank you.
In this very tough moment for you, the realization that you are what you have loathed. To some extent. Now, people are acknowledging that Eric Nadel had the retina surgery a few years ago.
Yes, I remember that.
We're going to have to ask him about that Friday live
yes,
from the Pickler.
We do. And we will be at Pickler Universe in Carrollton on Friday tomorrow. Okay, tomorrow for our entire full 5, 2 to 7, you're going to want to get out to Shell Shack right off North Henderson, just down the road. The Dallas location, Shell Shack. Okay, we've got 40 Cowboys jerseys. To give away. Mm-hmm. Now, these are really badass. We've seen a couple of them, and it's only going to be, it's like first come, first serve. So you're going to want to make sure you get there early. But come on out to Shell Shack tomorrow, and courtesy, of course, of our friends with Crown Royal. So it's 40 limited edition Crown Royal jerseys for the first Tolos on site. So that's going to be, it's going to be awesome. 901, if I probably did say leakage, like slippage, maybe is what I was going
I said leakage.
There.
I
you
did.
Went leakage.
Yeah.
That's not good. That's something else we should probably, you know, check out. I turned 37 yesterday, says 214. Got three kids, a wife and a dog, and they're all the same name.
Mm-hmm.
So not in it alone. I appreciate you having my back and support there, Eric. We got good news on QB1 today, fellas, as Dak Prescott says, quote, full go for training camp. Our buddy Joseph Hoyt, John Machota, were all out there as Dak was doing one of his clinics out in Southlake, and he said, I'm as healthy as I can be. Mm-hmm. He's looking fantastic. He really is. We've got a new episode of Love of the Star out that Brian and I recorded earlier today. I encourage you to go check that out. But one of the things that we were asked during the mailbag segment was like, what's a fear that you've got on offense and on defense? And a fear that I have is Dak going to end up similar to the end of Tony Romo's career, where his body just gave out on Tony Romo. Romo was the best version we've ever seen him, but physically, he just couldn't hold up anymore. And I'm worried now with some of the injuries that have piled up for Dak, and usually he's bounced back and is healthy the year after a big injury like that, so I'm very hopeful that this isn't the case, but that is a fear. The Cowboys have committed so much to Dak, they can't get out of it, they can't trade the contract. All of a sudden, if he were just to not be able to stay healthy because the body physically says, sorry, I can't do it anymore, that would be a tremendous problem for the Cowboys to be in.
Yes. Yes, it would. And it's probably my biggest fear as well. Now, they've added to the offensive line in a way that has you somewhat encouraged, and I think the coaching staff is going to help things as well from that standpoint, but there's no doubt that that would be the ultimate of a bottom out in terms of your season. And that's a very realistic thing, whether it's him being healthy and just not quite the same from a production standpoint, or just him simply now constantly on the injury report with something being hobbled or worse, just being out. So I think that would be, I mean, I don't know. Did you have a different fear than that brought us when they asked the question? Cause I think that's the fairest one to have. It's the most important position.
And you
paid him a buttload of money.
Sure. And I took the opposite, not really the opposite approach. I just had the fear about the coaches the offensive coach is not taking advantage of Pickens and, you know, the linemen that they've added and things like that. That's kind of where I went with that. But, you know, just the eyeball test of seeing Dak, man, I mean, he's not lying about how he looks physically. I mean, you could see that in talking to people in the organization there, they are like, hey, he's come off some horrific injuries and has bounced back, but they feel like this is the one where he's going to bounce back the best with this. And I don't know any other way to put it other than that
confident.
Yeah, they're confident that Dak is going to be okay. But to Zach's point, do you worry about now 9 years in the league and now the injuries are starting to mount up? But he is doing everything in his power to be able to come back and be more mobile if he can, have that ability to avoid in the pocket a little bit better. You know, just physically how he looks. I mean, seeing him with my own eyes, he's always going to be a guy that's in pretty damn good shape. But yeah, this one looks different to me. So maybe he realizes that your fear, Zach, and what you're talking about is that this thing can completely fall apart for him. And so he's having to do even more to make sure that doesn't happen.
Yeah, it's got to be one of those like helpless feelings as an athlete.
Yeah.
Because you're putting in all the work and doing everything that you can. And then ultimately, I mean, the age hits all of us at different times. And in some athletes, it'll happen sooner than later. Hopefully, I mean, he does look fantastic. Just the pictures that we've seen, the videos, seeing him working out when I was doing the draft show at the Star. I mean, he does. He looks like, and last year I thought, really, every single year he's kind of come into camp looking in better shape. This year, it looks like he's trimmed down quite a bit.
Yeah.
He looks to be the lightest he's ever been. Maybe that's why he's incorporating trying to get faster, the speed element of that. He probably knows how important that is. But I'm fascinated to see how he looks. And then overall, you're right, just how the offense looks. So go check out that new edition episode up of Love of the Star. But let's go ahead and do our G-Bag of the Day, champ, and we'll get into the top 10. It is a toxic Tuesday. The Ringer has put out the top 10 beefs of the 21st century. We got pop culture all the way to sports. What's a beef that has stood out to you over the last 25 years? 877-881-1053. We'll do that next.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
On the Fan.
All right, let's get you the Woolly Bully Top 10 list of the day and the G-Bag of the Day champion. Segment here in the nation brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you have been hurt in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214-333-3333. Also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. Here's Lucius.
Yeah, G-Bag of the Day, we do it every weekday on the Fan at 5:30. Replay the champion right here at 2:30-ish, 2:20-ish. This is day two for this champion audio. This young man just joined the military. Shout out to you, sir. Changing life. Go get you a house after that. You know, some college, all that good stuff. But he fumbled the swear in. He's off to a great start.
After me, I state your full name.
I state your full name.
Say your actual name.
I, Deontay Deshaun Wilson, swearly
do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support.
That I will support.
Yeah.
Oh, I love this.
I'm glad he's swearing in. I'm pretty sure it's time for the ASVAB test.
Yeah.
I bet his family is a little bit nervous. Baby, you take that test yet? Yeah. We're going to pray for you before you go out there and take that test.
Going to need a community of prayer warriors out
best
there
wishes.
To help that guy. I do love the interjection of just like, hey, state your real name.
Your name.
State your actual name.
Oh,
this is you. All right, G-Bag of the Day coming up at 5:30. Let's go ahead and get you the Woolly Bully Top 10 List of the Day on a Toxic Tuesday.
All right, let's do it. Let's get toxic. So I saw over the weekend, The Ringer put out the best beefs of the 21st century, and not hamburger beef. We're talking beef, bad blood, feuds. All right, so we did have some sports ones on here that made the honorable mention, just on the outside looking into this top 10. But it's not just sports, it's pop culture. It's pretty much anything, entertainment. Like, we did have Trump and Elon Musk on the list. That made just made the cut here, 39, ended up making it. You had Bill Belichick versus Bob Kraft. That being one of the biggest beefs of the 21st century.
Yeah, there's no question. In sports, it's right up there. Two guys with a long history of dominance together. And then in the end, there's some lashing out. There's some pettiness.
How do you just not make that work, though?
Well, they did for a long time.
No, for a long time. But how do you... Does it get to the point in time where all of a sudden a few bad drafts and now people are telling Kraft that, listen, you got a general manager coach that doesn't... He thinks he's smarter than everybody and it's... You know, and that's why Dick Kraft got influenced and said, you know, hey, well, maybe you're right. Maybe I need to move on.
I think it was a lot of the Brady stuff because Kraft loved Brady and Belichick was trying to sort of push Brady out and make it the Garoppolo show.
Yeah.
Which is one of the worst coaching moves in all of football. I mean, Belichick has a couple of these.
Yeah.
For as great as he is, he's got the Malcolm Butler deal where he just lets Alshon Jeffrey just run amok on you and let Nick Foles beat you in a Super Bowl because you're so stubborn. And then thinking that Garoppolo was a better choice than Brady.
And then we got defensive coaches, his offensive coaches, special teams guys that are trying to be offensive coordinators.
Offensive coordinators.
He definitely did kind of get too smart for his own good there at the end, like with what he was trying. But again, it's almost like a victim of your own success in a way.
Because
you would raise the bar so high where every year you're basically winning, what, 12 games in the division? And then they struggled for the first time in 20 years.
As an owner, though, if you had that type of coach, I just couldn't see, like, you know, I'd like, okay, what do we need to do? And then maybe you go in there and do question some things. Like some of the drafts they've had have been just awful. And so, you know, maybe that the talent and if you're the owner, you walk in there, you say, Bill, we got to do something differently drafting. We're getting crushed. We're not these players we're selecting are not helping us right now, you know? And then if Bill says, well, hey, I'm going to do it my way. And then you say, okay, well then maybe we need to make a change here. Maybe it did get to that. Maybe Kraft did go in there and say, you know, we need to do something different. And Bill told me, oh, kick rocks, mm-hmm. you know, and that's how it ended up.
I think there was the one where he's too in love with Strange, Cole Strange in the first round.
Oh, man.
That was one of the biggest head scratches.
That was very bizarre.
Well, that was the one when we were doing the draft show when it was selected. When you do a Patriots draft, you just always assume kind of it's not going to be in line with where you maybe had a player.
Mm-hmm.
Cole Strange wasn't a bad player. He just wasn't a first round player.
Yeah.
That's the, and then those, they haven't been able to hit with the wide receiver.
Wide receivers in the first round are really bad.
They've been a real problem. The offensive line, they've kind of missed on some, it seems like the edge rushers and linebackers, they've kind of got a plan for that.
Yeah.
But they missed on way, way too many guys.
They really did. Aqib Talib, Michael Crabtree.
Oh, that was great.
The chain snatch. That made it.
That makes me think of Josh Norman and OBJ.
Yes. Oh, Norman and OBJ is another great one. Some of the other honorable mentions we have on here. I mentioned Bryson DeChambeau and Brooks Koepka. That was a fun one in golf for a little while.
That was really good.
Conan O'Brien versus Jay Leno made the list.
Jay Leno versus whoever kicked his ass.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Says he fell. Okay.
That was
allegedly.
A big tree fall hard.
It's the same guy that got Bobby Petrino.
I think he probably.
Oh, yeah.
Same bookie. Nicki Minaj versus Cardi B.
Hey, you know, people are still going to that Jay Leno heel and falling off of it.
Are they really?
It's still a thing?
Like some viral thing, like just going to the heel and taking a photo of it and, you know, get a little scratch.
Has anybody looked worse after the fall than Jay Leno?
No, nobody's looked like Jay. I feel like Jay was thrown over there.
Yeah, he was. There was some foolery going on there.
After he had his kneecaps and his pinkies threatened.
Yeah, they gave him an old heave-ho.
817, we got Jones versus Cormier. Caitlin Clark versus the WNBA. Oh, Andre Johnson, Cortland Finnegan. That was an epic beef from the 940. Deion Sanders.
Was that a beef? Or was it he just kicked his behind?
I think it was like he got to a boiling point.
Yeah.
They played each other twice a year in the same division.
Okay, so there was something there.
Yes. Over time, eventually, Andre Johnson said, you know what, dude? I've had enough of this.
But I don't remember it being very like publicized, like where everybody knew Andre Johnson and Cortland Finnegan. It kind of, I remember being very surprised, like, oh my gosh, all of a sudden we have two guys fighting and Andre Johnson tore him up.
Because every scuffle is not a beef.
Exactly.
Sometimes you just get into a scrap and you back out of it.
Yeah.
Beef is plotting, we're planning, we're going back and forth. Poking and prodding each other.
That's a good clarification.
Who's coming to mind for you right now, Lucius? Anybody in or out of sports over the last, 25
years?
I mean, when you guys first said something, I was thinking Drake and, not Kendrick, but Meek.
Yeah, that was honorable.
He really did something crazy to Meek with that back-to-back thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And all the references from, like, Philadelphia to Toronto in there.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, it's really nasty.
We had Will Smith and Chris Rock. Again, like
yeah, that's a beef. Nah, I mean, at this point, it's definitely a beef. I know Chris Rock's brother wants to fight Will Smith. Yeah, he's ready for it. Tony Rock, I believe his name is. He's ready for it.
Oh, I was thinking it was Dwayne the Rock. That's not a guy you want to fight.
No, you don't. We had Metallica versus Napster on here. Trump versus Rosie O'Donnell.
He used to come. Oh my God.
Yeah,
he used to cook her so much.
Really? I'm gonna have to pull up some of those quotes.
What? Are you kidding me?
I'm not even familiar with like exactly.
Call her a fat pig or something like that.
Yeah, Trump would call her a pig, a slob, and a loser.
Yeah.
Oh wow, okay.
Yeah. We also had Pusha T versus Drake, made the honorable mention.
You are hiding a child.
Dude. That is wild. 50 Cent versus Floyd. And then the last one.
Dude, that was epic. When he was clowning him for not being able to read and whatnot.
It was hilarious. And then, I mean, you've got the, what was the word Floyd Mayweather was trying to say and he couldn't say it, Lucius?
I don't know which one you're talking about.
There's so many.
I don't know. I can't remember either.
Was it on a Breakfast Club and they released that stuff?
Gosh,
yeah, they released that audio.
It's crazy. Nas and Jay-Z, and then KD versus Twitter. Was number 11, on the outside looking in.
That's still going to this day.
Yeah, who was our guy at the Carolina Panthers, the corner that was always fighting Odell Beckham?
Yeah, it was Norman. Yeah, Josh Norman.
Did you say it already?
Yeah, Eric.
I'm sorry about that.
Gallagher's, Liam and Noel.
They just linked back up this past weekend, didn't they?
Grown men crying.
Oasis. Linked back up.
15 years later, baby.
They held hands and lift their arms in the air, bro. Victory.
A buddy, Kent Garrison, who I used to work with, DallasCowboys.com, was at the concert.
He went?
It's in Cardiff. I think it's where their first show.
Right.
Yeah, their first show was in Cardiff. And he sent me a video because he knows "Don't Look Back in Anger,"
mm-hmm.
one of the songs. And he he taped it for me. Like, he had his camera phone out while they were singing it.
Everybody, that's pretty damn
and
awesome.
Everybody in the crowd is there. They're one of these groups that everybody sings their song.
Yeah.
Like, the whole crowd is always singing their songs.
Hey, you know, right along has some with hits, them, man.
They did.
They really do.
But they did fight a lot.
It was bad. I mean, on stage, yeah. Some of those old clips came back.
Walked off on stage a couple of times.
Craziness.
Yeah.
You had the Sex and the City girls. I guess
they fell apart.
Yeah, Sarah Jessica Parker and is it Kim Cattrall?
Kim Cattrall.
Yeah. They ended up having a big feud.
So she's not in that new thing. I see that Sex and the City that's on HBO Go right
I
now.
I don't think so.
I haven't clicked on it.
Yeah.
I used to watch that show back in the day, though.
Yeah.
Was yeah, I liked good? How they dress. Yeah, they, you know, they put you on the shoe games.
They had some hotties.
Yeah.
Shaq versus Kobe at number 9.
Kobe, tell me how my ass tastes.
That is that's an all-time bar on that rap. That's actually, it's listenable. It's actually good, good little ditty. I'm seeing Donald Trump's tweet from July 11th, 2014. Bro. Rosie O'Donnell is crude, rude, obnoxious, and dumb. Other than that, I like her very much.
Other than that. Taylor Swift versus Scooter Braun came in.
Oh, yeah. She came in and cleaned his clock.
Yeah.
And then they have beef with everybody. Didn't he have a Bieber beef going on as well?
Oh, does he?
And this guy, like,
he probably Scooter does. Braun, he sounds like a bleephole.
He's just, he's the money. Yeah. The money's stealing.
He is. He's just trying to make profit over everything. The Gallaghers did make number 7, Liam Gallagher versus Noel Gallagher.
Yeah, I got a little bit of Trump. Hold on.
Well, Rosie O'Donnell's disgusting. Mm-hmm. I mean, both inside and out. You take a look at her. She's a slob. She talks like a truck driver.
Jesus.
Rosie attacked me personally because I was very happy when her talk show failed.
Oh, my
God. The other
God.
Thing that failed, and this was a real monster, and everybody was suing her, was her magazine. Her magazine called Rosie was a total disaster. So I loved it. I gloat over it. I think it's wonderful because I like to see bad people fail.
I loved it. I gloated over it.
He's still going, bro. I just had to pull back.
Ooh,
that's incredible. Oh, wow. You stopped it right there.
He's still going. Yeah. I had to pull back.
Happy about it. She's basically a disaster.
Okay, I'm going to stop. Chill out, bro. My
Oh, Lord. Man. J-Lo versus Mariah Carey comes in at number 6.
Jeez.
I don't even
J-Lo, Mariah Carey. J-Lo, Mariah Carey.
Is this like a Derek Jeter thing?
That's a chat GPT.
Mariah alleged that J-Lo's 99 song, I'm Real, stole a sample that she had originally used on Loverboy. It then was cemented in history when Mariah said of Jenny's 8-hour-a-night sleep habit, if I had the luxury of not actually having to swing my own songs or sing my own songs, I'd do that too.
Divas.
So they're, yeah.
Divas.
Who wrote what?
Yeah.
Kendrick versus Drake comes in at 5. Dwayne Johnson versus Vin Diesel at 4.
Oh, yeah. That
Is
got...
that still going? Are they still just like, we won't do any scenes together and we're both in Fast and Furious, but make sure we're never on set at the same time and just they hate each other.
Yeah, I don't remember that thing really ending.
I mean, Vin Diesel's not looking great.
Yeah, that was a pretty unfortunate video of him when he announced that they were going to CGI Paul Walker in the next Fast and Furious.
Oh yeah.
How many is that? He had 10?
He had one of the tires from the race cars attached to his midsection.
Yeah. It's 10 or 11. I mean, they just keep going with this thing.
So family, people, family the, forever.
Everyone's the last
people,
one.
Do people show up for this one?
Oh yeah,
yeah
they
dude.
Do. They
do.
Make a lot of money.
Well, they're sending like cars into space and stuff now.
I don't think I've seen one.
They're really stretching reality.
Good.
You should see the first one.
The first one's fantastic.
A lot of fun.
The one I liked was the guy that stole the cars. Gone in 60 Seconds kind of a thing.
Oh, Nicolas Cage?
Italian Job, maybe?
No, Italian.
Gone in 60 Seconds is really good.
Yeah, that's with Nicolas Cage, right?
Yes.
Where they had the list of cars they're stealing.
Yeah.
I thought that was a good one.
Italian Job's great, too. Good pull, Italian,
yeah.
And then finally we got Yankees.
The Mini Coopers?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Mini Coopers. Yankees, Red Sox, and then number 1, Taylor Swift versus Kanye West.
Yeah, that was pretty big. And Kanye is...
I made that chick famous.
Yeah, that song.
I made that chick famous.
Yeah, he's name-dropped her in some pretty risque ways, heavy-handed ways. And the moment of him getting up on the stage there, that was at the Grammys?
That was Henny. That was Henny, bro. He was drinking a whole bottle of Henny, him and his girl, before the Grammys, like walking on the stage. Oh, the MTV thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, walking all over the red carpet.
Did he take the award from her one time?
He did.
It's the Henny, said, dog.
Beyonce should have
won. Should be Beyonce's single ladies video. Mm-hmm. Should have won.
One of the best videos of all time.
A little Henny, a little bipolar.
That's that Henny right there. Yeah, Henny. Off the meds.
Yeah.
Grooving.
He's got to still be off the meds, man. The stuff that he's putting.
My girl head look like a little tennis ball, but her booty is banging. Grooving, dog.
All right. Walchuk, great list today, man. It is a Toxic Tuesday. Looking forward to LA Live at 5:40. Of course, G-Bag of the Day at 5:30. And today's Rangers Players Show is going to be at 5:20. Usually at 3:20, but they're on the West Coast, so we will get that done. Coming up next, we got a Walchuk mixed bag. What is the Stars' offseason grade so far? And 15 years ago today, this happened. That's next.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Next year in the nation.
Thank you very much, Lucius. We'll do a little college football darty coming up on the other side. We got Big 12 Media Days just up the road in Frisco. Oh, college football, really just football in general, right around the corner. A little bit of a scheduling update. Jared Sandler going to join us at 5 o'clock as they're doing West Coast baseball. So their schedule's kind of moving around a little bit. So Jared will be, instead of his usual 4:40, he'll be on at 5. And then Kamar Rocker is confirmed to be our Rangers Player Show guest at 5:20. So the Ranger Power Hour there leading into G-Bag of the Day and LA Live at 5:40. But let's do a little mixed bag, shall we? ESPN just put out early team report cards for the offseason in the National Hockey League. What your Dallas Stars get, and really they've been losing. They haven't been able to add. They did bring in Radek Foxa, and of course it's all about the head coaching addition of Glenn Gullitson, but you lose Cody Ceci, you lose Evgeny Dodonov, Mikhail Granlund, Mason Marchman, and you really don't have any more cap space. So the overall grade, courtesy of ESPN, that'd be a C. They write, the decisions made by Stars GM Jim Neal that paved the way for his team to advance to 3 straight conference finals are now why the team can't use that roadmap anymore. Extensions for core players used up quite a bit of space, and they traded Marchment. They lose CeCe to Seattle. Dodonov and Granlund leave. And their most notable move to this point is Roddick Foxer, who returned to the club that drafted him after he spent last year with the Blues. But even that decision left the Stars needing to clear cap space to become compliant by opening night. I'm wondering still what's going to happen with Matt Dumba. That's a move they still need to figure out, because I don't see where Dumba fits anymore. They didn't want to play him on defense, and that would clear some salary cap space. But it is not a team that has really improved, at least when you look at the roster on paper. I guess maybe behind the bench they can get advancement, and then some of their young players continue to progress, like Wyatt Johnston, who went MIA in the postseason.
Well, that's kind of why you needed this the Cup run to happen this year, because you never really come back with the same team. I say that, and then you know we look at what the Florida Panthers have done and re-signed some of their guys, and the way that's kind of – but for the Stars, it never was going to be that way. It was going to be they had to find a way to – they had to find a way to get to the final, and then they had to find a way to get into the Stanley Cup Finals and win this, because you knew on the other end of this there were going to be changes. And it just happened there were some massive changes. When you move on from a coach that has got you to the finals, you know, that's a big decision right there. So, you know, that's everything was really all the chips were in the middle of the table. This season, but when it didn't work out, now this is the ramifications. Is your team better? We'll see. Probably not, but we will see if, in fact, that they can then can rally the troops. The great thing about the former team was the mix of the young and the old.
Yeah,
you know.
And now those young guys are going to have to step up in a big way for you.
And some really shrewd 1-year deals that were able to kind of to get you to that. Mm-hmm. But, man, really a huge missed opportunity, and ultimately this is probably why it cost the guy his job.
No doubt. And, I mean, certainly they were able to execute with that long-term IR rule when you had Miro Heiskanen and Tyler Seguin that didn't come back until the playoffs. That allows you to get, you know, the Mika Rantanen deal done. Then you're able to make the move to get Cody Ceci and then also Granlund before the deadline. But couldn't pay those guys. I guess you kind of knew the writing was on the wall there. They got Jamie Benn back cheap, then Matt Duchene also back on a very affordable contract. But doesn't look right now that the Stars, and maybe a trade still can happen, but that they're going to be that much better on paper than how they ended the season a year ago. So, well, there's still a lot of the offseason left before we start up camp, what, in September or so. But I can't believe I saw this on CBS Sports today, 15 years ago, LeBron announced he was taking his talents to South Beach.
Mm.
The decision.
Wow.
15 years ago today that sent shockwaves across the NBA and really created just a ton of hate towards LeBron James. The way that he did it, obviously leaving Cleveland, not telling them beforehand what was going to go on. They find out on TV. I mean, the whole thing was for charity, if I remember correctly. But the way that it just became a joke. Everybody was just dunking all over LeBron for the way that he did this whole thing, taking my talents over to South Beach.
Yeah. I mean, it was the biggest free agent move in basketball history, and he is basically spurning his own hometown team on television, and allegedly the organization was finding out in real time on television. As the same way we all were. And I remember just standing right in front of my TV as this was going down. This was as hyped up as anything. And you can remember that was when Chris Broussard was still in the thick of the insider reporting game. And so it was like his reports that everybody was living and dying by in regards to that free agency. And that was a huge one, because that was LeBron and Wade was a free agent that year. Of course, Bosch as well. And maybe even
Mello
might have been also.
In hindsight, we've heard like it was supposed to be Mello and not Bosch, and then Mello didn't work out. Didn't he? He went to New York, and then it ends up being Bosch that slides in there.
Yeah, it was a crazy time, and yeah, I think it was for the Boys and Girls Club.
Absolutely.
The intentions were good. It just, I guess, the execution was flawed, and then everyone else was just pissed. But it is wild, like the ramifications that came from the decision, because then the player empowerment era was born, which, I mean, the NBA has tried to kind of, with this new collective bargaining agreement, like, stop. You guys are not going to team up and get to decide wherever the hell you go and the balance of power in the NBA. We're going to make this very difficult for you to do now. You also had the super teams. Like, everybody was trying to do the super teams now afterwards, where, I mean, you had Brooklyn try and do it. Several, I mean, Phoenix is the latest example. The big threes became the norm there afterwards. The Heat, obviously, what happened with their legacy, they end up going to, what was it, four straight NBA Finals? Mm-hmm. LeBron, how many straight NBA Finals did he end up going to, like eight, nine? When he goes back to Cleveland, and then it was Cleveland versus Golden State, it was unbelievable. But you're right, it was the Scoops era. That's what really kind of now Woj is ushered in here. Brian Windhorst's career starts to explode. You've got Shams, like everybody. This was really social media kind of kicking off. So it is wild to kind of go back and look 15 years ago what ended up happening just based on the ramifications of the decision.
Yeah, it's been crazy. And now you have these guys, they're just less incentivized to switch teams because the money is so great to just remain with the team that you're with until you get a handful of contracts under your belt. You don't really want to pivot somewhere else because you can just make so much more with the team that you are already on. And then it's also tough to move now because of all the constraints with the CBA and all the luxury taxes and the apron crap that the NBA is doing. So everything is just so much more difficult for superstars to pivot, but they end up winning because you just stay with your same team and you cash out in the biggest possible way. Look at Shai Gilgeous-Alexander now.
Yeah.
He's going to be making almost $1 million a game.
Yeah.
Like it's 71 million a year.
And now he just got announced he's going to be on the new NBA 26 game. I mean, this guy, he's cashing in with endorsement. And shout out to him. I mean, he deserves it, but you're absolutely right. And it also kind of led the way for KD to, you know, the empower move that he ends up making. Like, I'm not going to win. I'm not going to be able to beat you guys with OKC, even though you're up 3-1 in a series. I still view it as a cowardly move. But he jumps ship, says, hey, I'm going to go ahead and get my ring with Golden State.
And that's the biggest reason why you see the league doing what they're doing now. I think it was less LeBron. LeBron initiated it. He pioneered it. But the Kevin Durant move, him being able to just leave in free agency to go to a 73-win team.
Like, financially, that team should not be able to afford Kevin Durant.
Exactly. Like, the fact that that team is able to afford Kevin Durant, that was the moment where they said, okay, well, enough is enough now, because this is just insane.
You're right. That was a tipping point. I mean, no doubt, because the other ones really didn't work. Like, when Brooklyn did it, and I think we talked about that on our BetMGM show a couple weeks ago.
Couldn't
like,
stay healthy, though, in Brooklyn, right?
They couldn't, no. And, when it happened, I'm like, KD, Kyrie, Harden, that's going to be tough to beat.
Could not stay healthy.
But, yeah, they never were available at the same time. So a lot more we can get into, and then we'll do a rim sesh, of course, coming up at 4:20 a little bit later on in the show. But how about we get into a college football darty, shall we?
Big 12 Media Day takeaways and the non-arch quarterback that's getting tons of hype that's next here in the nation.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.